USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says the destruction from a tornado outbreak in Alabama is hard to believe. Today he met with people affected by the twisters.
I just want to thank you on behalf of the First Lady and myself. I want to thank you for the job you do. You're incredible people. We couldn't get here fast enough. I wanted to come the day it happened.
The president had more praise for FEMA.
And so, Secretary, I want to thank you for a great job and thank all of the folks at FEMA. And tell them to stay as long as they have to stay, whatever it is.
The U.S. economy added just 20,000 jobs in the month of February, but White House Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow tells CNBC, no need to worry.
I think you have timing issues with respect to the government shutdown, winter seasonal issues.
Empire actor Jussie Smollett is now facing 16 felony charges in connection with his alleged attack in late January. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, Charlie Jones here. So, the folks at MyPillow said, hey, Jones, can you try out a MyPillow and let us know what you think? And I thought, yeah, but what did I have to lose? But you know what I lost? Interrupted sleep. It made a serious difference for me, so I'm letting you know that you need a MyPillow too. It stays cool all night long. No more waking up to flip to the cool side of the pillow. It keeps its shape. No more wrestling your pillow in the middle of the night. And one thing you will love, you can toss a MyPillow into your washer and dryer, and it comes out looking like new again. It's made in the USA, and here's something new. They used to have a 60-day money-back guarantee, but now, with your purchase, you have until March 1st to return it if you don't absolutely love it. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Use my code USA. That's promo code USA, and you'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price. Take advantage, folks. This is their best offer ever. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One Free special. Enter promo code USA. That's promo code USA at MyPillow.com.
A jolting February jobs report. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The U.S. economy adding around 20,000 jobs in February when economists were expecting to see 180,000 jobs created. It's the worst month for job creation since September 2017. The jobless rate ticked down 0.1% to 3.8%, and the good news, average hourly earnings increased by 3.4% year to year.
Bill Shine is stepping down from his position as Deputy White House Chief of Staff for Communications to take a new position. He will now be a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. Shine is a former Fox News executive who left the network 2 years ago. Reports say Jake Patterson will plead guilty to kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and murdering her parents in a Barron County, Wisconsin home. Patterson wrote a letter to a reporter at a Minnesota news station saying he has huge amounts of remorse for his crimes. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Friday is International Women's Day. The theme of the 111th annual celebration is Balance for Better. Events are scheduled all around the world for women small business owners. Tammy Bruce is the president of the Independent Women's Voice. She's also a Fox News contributor. She joins Fox News to talk about the hurdles that women have overcome.
Well, look, what's terrific about this, even what we're doing here, not so long ago, within my lifetime, women weren't considered able of delivering the news because their voices were not authoritative enough, right? Mm-hmm. Even just the perception of the power of women has shifted within two generations, effectively. So that's very exciting. But we're also looking here now at, of course, an economic renaissance, and that's one of the key points.
And Bruce continues.
Freedom for women across the world, freedom for everyone across the world, it's increased because poverty has gone down by double digits, right? You've got major frameworks of women being able to access more education, so the literacy gap has changed as well. Girls are more likely around the world because of the availability of food to not die of starvation or malnutrition. We've got poverty, while it's down, we've got a long way to go, but we see these trends, and they're linked to freedom. Countries that are based in freedom, not based in totalitarianism or even theocratic frameworks where women in particular are removed from society and marginalized.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.